are they? I hear it. They're coming. Oh, they're coming. I'm so excited. Each footfall sends a shiver down my tail. Oh, come closer. Hurry up. Another step. Oh, I've been waiting a year for this. To see their beautiful face frozen in fear. No! Why did you stop? One more step. You're so close to my trap. It worked. It worked. I hope my hair looks good. All right. Ahem. Well, well, well. You're caught now, holy warrior. Tilting your head at me. It's true. A classic sigil trap, and you fell for it. You're all mine. Isn't that a shame? No doubt you wanted to bloody your warhammer with more of my innocent cultists. Maybe you can pray about it and you're go- What? No! My sigil is impenetrable! No, don't take another step. Especially not to the left. Ha ha! My second trap is sprung. How does it feel? Being hung upside down by your ankle. Let's see you get out of this one. That's what I thought. Your captivity is delicious. Pardon me while I get closer to gloat in your ear. You foolish paladin. I just want to bat you around like a cat toy. Or string. I've seen them use string. Is it scary for you, being at the mercy of a great and powerful demon? Ah? Who am I? I'm a powerful demon and your greatest enemy. My name is Lavender Star. You can tremble in your gold armor now. The sound of it will be sweeter than church bells. Huh? The rest of the cultists? There are no more. You killed them all. You didn't kill them? They're with the rest of your party, awaiting a fair trial. You're telling the truth, aren't you? You're a paladin. You can't lie to me. Your god will smite you, or something. You don't have to give your name. I already know it. Along with your age, your favorite tavern, how many siblings you have, and what you use to polish your warhammer. Lindsay Doyle, yeah. Don't look so shocked. All evil demons obsessively research the paladins they capture. It's so we can hurt you better. You're my favorite quarry, though. I've never seen a human quite like you. I like how your hair hangs out of your helmet. I'm just gonna take a piece for my collection. Hold still. Perfect. It's softer than I thought it would be. What do I want with you, aside from your hair? I'm the one asking questions. You're trapped and helpless like a little bunny, and bunnies are seen, not heard. At least I think they're not heard. They run away when I try to pet them. I don't have time for your questions. This is a big moment for me, and I've been practicing. So wallow in your despair. Your god has abandoned you. You could be a little more fearful. Here, I'm going to take your helmet off. I'm sure you look incredibly attractive. I mean, scared. You look like you have a pretty stoic face. But you can't hide your true feelings from me. I can smell your fear. Or is that... What? Does your god bless you with perfect hair and a wonderful aroma? You have lavender tea on you? That's what I'm smelling? It helps you unwind? I don't care about that. But I'm taking it. From you. It's a tax for entering my sanctum. Where is it? It's hard to pat down someone in armor. Stop squirming. I don't believe for a second that you're ticklish. I don't even know what that means. Ah, there's a bag at your hip. Now, you can't dissuade me from taking your precious tea. I'm evil, and I won't listen to your religious nagging. Your tea is... There's holy symbols in your pouch. What a devious, sinister trick. And it doesn't hurt at all. No, I'm fine. I'm an evil demon. This happens all the time. I got burned twice last week when I was terrorizing an orphanage. Never mind that there isn't one around here. Stop looking at me like that. You're supposed to be afraid. I always imagined you with your eyes wide with terror and awe. You cut yourself down. Wait! Stay away! Let go of my hand, Paladin! You already burned it with your... Oh... I thought that would burn me too, but it feels good. You healed it. Thank you. Oh, your lavender tea. You're giving it to me. Very good. I love this. It's my favorite human flower. Yeah, I did name myself for it. You couldn't pronounce my real name. It's not a pretty human name like yours. Plus, I gave it up. Yeah, along with some other stuff. Like my height. But I get to walk on this plane now and live here. With you. Yeah, I saw you when you fought the demon I was working for. And I couldn't get you out of my head. That's why I pronounced your name correctly. I've been rehearsing what I was going to say to you when I finally caught you. Yes, you are caught! Because I said so. I'm a powerful demon. I've come from the bowels of realms you can't imagine in the name of conquest. I have been waiting a long time to do this. Yeah. Thanks. The sigil took a week to do, and I thought of you the whole time, with each etching. I mean, I thought about capturing you and making you mine forever as an affront to your dumb god. Well, it's dumb because it's a human god. I can't touch its symbol without getting burned. And I can't go inside the churches to hear the singing. Yeah, you're right. I did mention how the church bells sound beautiful. But listen, you seem to be struggling with this. I am a very devious, evil demon, and you are my good-smelling paladin captive. You're just my first conquest, and then I'm going to do bigger and more evil things and make you watch. Yes, you are useful. I should research your god for my evil plot. Of course. An intimate knowledge would make it easier to hurt you. I'm not just about the physical, you know. I think emotional pain can be very devastating. Wow. That's a good idea, too. Yeah, forcing you to stay as my captive and teach me about your faith would be the worst kind of punishment. And it would suit my evil plan. Come closer. I'm going to whisper my evil machinations in your ear. Yeah, just lean down a little. I'm so good at this. All right, Paladin. You are now my prisoner. You must stay within a tail length of me at all times. And I want you to read me passages from your holy book at night for research. We will be traveling east to further my conquest of the human world. Yeah, we can stop for lunch first. That's fine. Now let me continue. You are mine, Paladin. Each morning and night will be spent in devotion and supplication to me, your demon mistress. I expect you to bear every inch of your soul to me. Yes, it's a very intimate imprisonment. Be prepared. I am very demanding. I am used to getting my way. How did you know? Never mind. There's no time left. Take my hand. Lead us to a suitable picnic spot. Your captivity begins now. And I'm never letting you go. You're mine forever. Got it?